FM Lafayette College Radio. This is Y2K iPod Nano. I'm Amaya. I'm joined today by Kayla Egg and Danny because Jessica is not here this week. So we're going a little rogue this week. Do you guys have anything to say as my honored guests to start off? Nothing?
I'm just very excited.
Cool. So they kind of helped me put together the playlist for tonight. It was a really rigorous process. We all learned a lot about each other.
Friendships were broken and then words mended.
Words were said.
Yeah.
Things were thrown. It was a good time.
Yeah. I mean, the good time's a little bit of a stretch, but... Yeah.
It was a time.
It was an experience.
Note the sarcasm.
Yeah. So we're going to be starting off with one that unites us all. We really love this song. We're all Salsa Club people, so this first song we performed to for our fall performance. This is Brujeria by El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. That's the best salsa song in the world, actually. It's probably my favorite. So the tea is that we actually didn't dance to that version in the fall. We danced to a remix, which sucked, because we did not get to dance to the chorus, which is, like, really
the best part
of the song. And I'm still really bitter about it.
And you definitely can't keep time
on the remix. It's yeah. so difficult.
Danny's traumatized by the count.
I'm very traumatized. Very much so. You can't count to that song.
Especially
no matter
in the
how
beginning,
hard you
like,
because we don't
no
we don't do the chorus. So yeah.
And
like,
the chorus is where you get to all the part about like actually being bewitched by the woman, which is like
the
literally
point.
the title of the song. And yeah. we just, honest to God, we missed the really good stuff. But
the essence
of the song.
But that's okay. We'll do solo performances if anybody wants to submit requests to yeah. the original song.
Yeah. Honestly, that's a really good idea because I really love dancing to this song. Okay, next up we have, this was Ed's request, it's a classic, this is, I think we may have played this song on the show before,
probably.
It's a repeat, but, it's really good. This is Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Here's the thing, we started out friends, it was cool, but it was all pretend.
All right, that was Since You've Been Gone. Danny was just sharing something really interesting with us.
Am I really going to okay.
Just why not?
So, I don't know what happens. It's like a subconscious thing, but whenever I sing, my finger just goes on my nose and just kind of like rests there. And I just sing and I move my head and my finger just stays on my nose. It doesn't help me sing any better because I'm horrible regardless, but I don't know. Just, and now the world knows that. You're welcome.
Yeah, we tend to share a lot of strange things about ourselves on this show, so everyone gets a chance.
I've got
to do
Stranger,
that.
So
buckle up.
Yeah. All right. What's our next song? Okay. I'm sure that like you guys know the song. My guess. This is one of my favorite songs lately. I think I listen to it 3 times a day. Do you guys know this Silk Chiffon featuring Phoebe Bridgers?
It sounds familiar.
Really good. I think it's pretty popular on TikTok because my little brother knows this song.
Oh, then
I
was
surprised. Then I probably
I was surprised to learn that my 17-year-old straight brother knows this song. But he does. It's
a
great
song.
On
air, guys.
All right, here we go with Silk Chiffon.
Sundown and I feel lifted. Downtown cherry lipstick. Watch your silk dress dancing in the wind. Watch it brush against your skin. Makes me wanna try your on. Like life's so fun, life's so fun. Got my mini skirt and my rollerblades on. Bag on my side cause I'm out till dawn. Keeping it light like silk chiffon. Life's so fun.
That was Silk Chiffon. What do we think?
Love it.
Yeah, it's very, like, it gives me, like, you're going to a store vibes.
I don't like that review.
No, but, like...
What do you mean?
Wait, what store?
Is it because Phoebe Bridgers says that she's high at the CVS? Is that the
thing? Not CVS, nor the pharmacy. Like, just going shopping, like, with friends. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So I thought you meant, like, the grocery store. I thought you meant...
No.
I thought you meant, like, because you know the songs that they play at the grocery store?
Yeah, but they're always, like, 15 shopping.
Oh, like, you mean, like elevator music?
Yeah. You meant, like,
there
shopping
There's some bops
friends.
On elevator music. Don't at me for that.
But also, grocery shopping is the best kind of shopping, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Kayla and I went grocery shopping today. We always have fun.
Absolutely.
But I wouldn't say, like... I thought you meant, like, grocery store soundtrack song. I was really taken aback.
She's like, hold on, let's
You're never
down.
Invited on my show, ever. Really? Yeah.
Catch this song on in every grocery store from now on, simply because we said it here.
Yes.
There you go.
I'm going to call Giant and let them know.
I thought you said you were going to call John. I'm like, what's John going to do?
Okay, our next song is Is it Disney's most popular song now?
Yeah, it's the highest grossing, highest, like, everything. It's just the number one song Disney has ever made now.
Yeah, the number one Disney song ever made. We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto. It's a cha-cha, so it rocks.
Yes.
I really want to dance to this song. So here we go.
We don't talk about Bruno. Bruno says it looks like rain.
Why is he telling?
In doing so, he floods my brain.
Abuela gets the umbrella.
Married in a hurricane.
What a joyous day, but anyway.
We don't talk about Bruno.
No, 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 no.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Hey, Bruno live in fear. Bruno stuttering or stumbling. I can always hear him sort of muttering and mumbling. I associate him with the sound.
First time hearing the song. What did you think?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot?
Yeah,
thoughts?
I am. Yeah.
I love the layered choruses at the end. My favorite part. I'm intrigued.
Oh, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
You should definitely.
To say the least.
We need to watch.
Well, that's what happened. Egg and Danny played this song for me last Saturday night, and I was like, ooh, this is, like, really good. And then we put on Encanto, and now this song is in my head every single day.
Always.
Yeah.
At least once. You have to play it once a day.
Yeah. I would recommend looking up the version in which Lin-Manuel Miranda Lin-Manuel Miranda recorded himself singing all seven verses
and layered them
on top of each other. So it's just the whole song, it's all Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it's awful.
And he went into Disney, showed them this tape, and they went, yeah, this is going to be good. And then, lo and behold, here we are. I don't know how they decided
that
was
a
good idea.
They should have just been honest and been like, dude, don't.
But clearly he had something there.
Yeah, because I mean, look how successful it ended up being.
But
yeah.
He should never sing.
No.
Ever. No.
Ever. Anyway, on to someone who should sing. this song is very nostalgic for me. I have the 2007 performance of this song at the Kids' Choice Awards ingrained into my brain. Could not tell you why. I really don't know. But this is The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. So we've just started arguing here in the studio again. who would have predicted? So if you don't know, Gwen Stefani, who just sang the wonderful song that we just heard, Gwen Stefani is married to Blake Shelton. I hate this.
I ship it.
I love it. They're so cute.
She's way too hot for him. What does he bring?
But he's so funny. Like, he's like a fun... Have you watched The Voice?
No.
He's literally the
Why
only...
Why would I watch The Voice?
Because he's the only reason that it's good.
Oh, hot take.
Oh. I literally don't like singing
He's
shows.
Cute. No, I think he's kind of cute. He's I think he's kind of cute.
Hey, he's been sexiest man alive multiple times.
Yeah, I really? Think that's messed up.
His really? Personality is bomb, yes, and his looks are correct. Cute enough.
I know correct. Nothing about his personality, and I don't think he's
Davidson
attractive.
He's the of country music.
What? No. That is a bold statement.
She said
statement.
Double for double here.
Pete Davidson. Damn, okay. Pete Davidson is like if a New York rat was personified. And listen, I love Pete Davidson.
Are you saying New York rats have good personality?
I don't know.
Hey. And or aren't good in bed, because that's the only reason Pete Davidson's landing anybody. Landing.
No,
That's
I know that, true. But like Pete Davidson is like, there's just, you can't so compare Pete terrible. Davidson to Blake Shelton. Like, he's
what,
the cultural
both people that are too pretty for but them, but the so culture something good for them.
Like, the pop culture significance, like, you can't even compare. Like, it's Pete Davidson's New York.
Amaya.
You know what I mean? Like, every
sorry,
time
Danny.
That a celebrity, like, goes to New York, they're like, this person has landed in Pete Davidson's New York. And no one talks about Blake Shelton that way. Ooh.
That's true.
I don't know. I must run in different circles because I hear Blake Shelton like around.
Oh wait,
all
they
the
just
time.
Got married.
I don't. They what? Just got married.
They
like
met
this
on the
year.
Voice.
I'm sorry, in 2021.
Cute.
They met on The Voice.
I think they're adorable. Amaya, get on board.
Hey, no. as long as they're happy, I'm good.
Yeah.
Mm.
We need good relationships out there.
I don't care about your happiness.
We need good relationships out there.
I don't understand. I really don't understand it.
That's okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't understand them as a couple. I don't understand what compelled them to be, like that with each other. But, I mean, they're still cute. Like, I don't understand what they see in each other, but it's fine.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand.
No, but it doesn't make me mad. Like, I
yeah,
think
I'm not
okay,
upset.
Though.
But
well,
like...
I think she's too hot to be with him. That's my take. We're gonna move on because this could go
yes,
on.
Please, no
this,
one's interested.
No
but
one's interested, and no this could invested. Go on forever. This song I think I discovered last week. It's probably not new or anything. I'm not trying to say I'm like I discovered this song. I didn't, but I heard it for the first time last week, and I'm really into it. This is The Second Most Beautiful Girl in the World by Sail Mail.
She fell down head first in the sound, tried to stop herself from moving, but it was too profound. Touch her pants, try to quit your glance, 'cause you just noticed the dirty way that American girls dance. And she got to your head, and she danced upon the bed. Is she a dreamer, is she a drag? Can she do the shag?
Okay, that was that.
We're still reeling from the previous conversation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but okay. I really like that song. What
now
you
it's
think?
Time. Oh.
Sorry, I was going to ask what you thought.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I like the album cover, too.
Me, too.
It's just like good a little energy. Bumblebee.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that song. Now we are going to do the very first night, Taylor's version from the vault, from the Red album, the album that took the world by storm at the end of 2021.
As it should.
As it should.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll have more to say about this song at the end of it.
I wish I could fly high. I'd pick you up and we'd go back in time. I'd write this in the sky. I miss you like it was the very first night. And so it goes, every weekend the same party. I never go alone and I don't seem broken hearted. My friends all say they know everything I'm going through. I drive down different roads, but they all lead back to you.
The Very First Night by Taylor Swift, who has been kind of in the spotlight a lot this past week because who's that guy from Gorillaz, right?
I don't know his name.
I don't remember his name, but I'm pretty sure he's from that band. He, like, made a comment about Taylor not writing her own songs. Of course, everyone came to her defense because she does write her own songs. Someone who came to her defense was Gabriel Boric, who is the newly elected president of Chile. He is a known Taylor Swift fan, and he replied to her on Twitter, letting her know that she had many supporters in Chile and that he was sending love from the South.
That's so cute!
Yeah, it's not the first time that he has publicly defended Taylor Swift on Twitter from his official presidential accounts.
Nice.
It's very funny to me.
Get you a president.
Who supports you like that?
Yeah. Like, he doesn't have to say anything, no. But he always comes to Taylor's defense.
That's so wholesome.
As he should.
Yeah.
It's so wholesome.
We need more world leaders weighing in on this issue. So yeah, that's just been occupying my brain this week. So now we're gonna be playing "Devuelve Mi a Mi Chica" by I don't know if I butcher the name of this band. It's Hombres G, but I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce the G in English because they're a Spanish band.
But G's are silent.
No, I would say hey. Like,
hey, yeah, I think
you say how you say G in the alphabet.
Yeah, wow. I think you're supposed to pronounce it hombres he, but I don't. I don't know.
It goes her own way.
She's no, like, she does
her thing.
It's not like out of stubbornness. It's just that my brain
like
yeah,
like sour. Way.
The process, like yeah,
yeah. Anyway, I love this song. Like,
yeah, sour. So
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna play it now.
Todo se nubla a mi alrededor. Ella se fue con un niño pijo. Tiene un Ford Fiesta blanco.
That was Hombres G. I will train my brain to say it correctly.
Proud of you.
I'm bad at the Spanish alphabet. I don't always remember all of the letters.
Yeah.
That's a pretty embarrassing fact about me.
Considering
it's that not it, that embarrassing.
It's written the exact same way as our alphabet. So.
I know, but sometimes I just be forgetting.
Some
the
countries have like extra letters. Like,
they do.
Yeah. I mean, we have the Ñ, but of course, but there's some put like CH as a letter or like double L as a letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
All right. The next song was my top song of 2021. This band, I think the lead singer used to go to NYU, so we have, you know, some connection there.
Did he transfer out?
No, she graduated. This is a female lead singer.
Ooh.
This song rocks. I really actually want you guys to listen to this because I really, really, really love this song. This is Ruby by Charlie Bliss. Ruby. That song is absolutely addicting.
Yeah. Say what it's about.
Okay, so
tell the listeners.
Tell the class.
So this song is dedicated to the lead singer's therapist because she had developed a fear of like fainting in public. So like if you listen to the lyrics about her like passing out and like waking up on the subway with blood in her hair, it's about like her fear of passing out in public and her therapist helping her get through that. So super niche song, but really, really good.
Hey,
agreed.
I think that's the therapeutic part of music. Just, I mean, I would have never like thought of that. So
yeah,
niche.
You're so right. So the next song is from one of my all-time favorite bands, Fountains of Wayne. Everyone knows Fountains of Wayne, even if you don't think you do. They are the band that sings Stacey's Mom. But their entire discography is amazing. They are actually the band that we just listened to, Charlie Bliss. They cite Fountains of Wayne as one of their main influences. So a little connection between songs here. This song is called Someone to Love. It's very characteristic of Fountains of Wayne. They do a lot of storytelling through their songs, mostly about themes of like living in like the New York, North Jersey area. So this is about two single people living in New York. It's hilarious. So you should pay very close attention to the lyrics. I really, really love this song.
Seth Shapiro got his law degree. He moved to Brooklyn from Schenectady, 93. Got some clients in the food industry. He says it's not the money, it's the recipes. He calls his mom, says he's doing fine. She's got somebody on the other line. Puts Coldplay on, pours a glass of wine. Curls up with a book about organized crime. And it's hot, and a date with the late show.
so she can get a little exercise.
Okay, that was Someone to Love by Fountains of Wayne, and if you missed the plot, I just, like, explained it in here. It's so funny. The first verse is about this guy, Seth Shapiro, who's living in New York City. The second verse is about this girl, Beth McKenzie. She's also single, living in New York City. You get to the bridge, and Seth Shapiro is trying to hail a cab, and Beth McKenzie sees him up ahead, and this is supposed to be, like, you think it's going to be, like, their meet-cute moment, like, in a rom-com. It's, like, the perfect setup. Like, we've just been told about how they're both single and, like, looking for love in New York City. But instead, Beth McKenzie cuts in front of Seth Shapiro and leaves him for dead, and they never meet. And it's so funny.
Do you know what that reminds me of? How I Met Your Mother. Like yes! The plot. Because, like, yes. Tad is, like, always saying, like, oh, like... Like, there's always, like, oh, you would, like, to his kids, he's like, oh, actually, this is not your mother. This is just, like, someone who I dated. But, like, your mother's, I'm going to meet her soon. Like, the whole plot line. I don't know.
It's such a good plot. Yeah. But I love, like, when you just miss it. I think it's hilarious.
Like,
you get,
like, especially, that... like, when you first hear the song and you're, like, expecting, like, mm-hmm. this is where, like, yeah. the love story resolves. Yeah. And it just never does. So I love that song. It's so funny. So... Now, we're going to do some Machine Gun Kelly, because Kayla and I like Machine Gun Kelly.
And I would say I have an unhealthy obsession.
Yeah, and...
Those who know me know the obsession with Machine Gun Kelly and know it's a problem.
Yeah, and I like Machine Gun Kelly, and I'm not proud of it, because he's really annoying.
I'm, like low-key proud of it.
He's an interesting...
Yeah.
...human.
Like, all the stuff with Megan Fox is, like, getting too weird.
Like, with yeah. the... With
I think it's cool.
The, no. ring, the ring with the
my toxic
thorns,
trait.
The ring with the thorns no, in it is a little that's a weird red flag for me. Like, that's a red flag for me.
Yeah. But anyway, his music is
like
good.
Sharing each other's blood. Like, right. Yeah. It's a little much for me.
Well,
it's a little culty for me.
Amaya and I are going to scream sing this song.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, I will.
Enjoy.
This song really, like, brings out the middle school in me.
Absolutely. My yeah. emo phase has
oh,
not
yeah.
ended.
This scratches the itch in my brain. So here we go with Love Race.
I found a silver ring and put it on my finger. I picked up my guitar and played it for the Reaper. God was a girl, the devil wore a t-shirt. Love is a game and they were kissing in the bleachers. I don't want to be without you, but I'm here screaming by myself. I'm
keeper. Please don't look behind us. The past is trying to catch up. Pressure's from outside us. I've got claustrophobia. I don't want to be without you, but I'm here. Spread it by myself. I'm on the run. Devil wore a t-shirt. Love is a game, and they were kissing in the bleachers. God was a girl. The devil wore a t-shirt. Love is a game, and they were kissing in the bleachers. I'm on the run.
I'm on the run.
That song goes hard.
So good.
Yeah. Okay.
My brain is happy.
Me too. We are doing like a complete 180 to a really chill song. This is My Favorite Part by Mac Miller and Ariana Grande.
Break your heart, it'll be alright.
is a lovely song.
What? That sounds so insincere.
No,
it
is.
I'm sorry. It was sincere. I love that song. No,
yeah.
It's so a vibe.
Cute. It was a great album. Okay. We're throwing it back. Kayla talked me into this.
Absolutely, I did.
Yeah. If you didn't know, I was annoying in high school. So I was really into 21 Pilots. And I saw them live in 2015 in Philadelphia. It was a great show. It was fun.
I saw them 2016 in Albany, and it was fire.
What tour was that? So maybe I saw them in 2016.
I think it was the same tour.
Yeah, probably. So I guess I saw them in 2016.
Yeah, it was so good.
But I do actually still like this song. This is Tear in My Heart.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. Taste in music is your face, and it takes a song to come around to show you how. In my car I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh, but it takes someone to come around to show you how. Carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
That song is just so sweet.
It's one of my favorite love songs of all time.
Yeah, it's like not the normal like feel of a love song. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Switching gears. We're all in love with Doja Cat here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else there is to say. Yeah.
No, she speaks for herself.
Yeah.
She does.
This was our first viral TikTok on
it
the Salsa.
It was
Instagram.
Our first viral TikTok on... oh, my
How
God.
How many views does that have now?
Probably.
God,
like,
we... Tuned. Last semester, we posted a short little, like, basic routine to this song on Instagram, and it got... Like 20,000
views. 21,000 views. And we within didn't even like 2 hours. Or anything. Like,
yeah.
Just...
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were famous for a little minute. So here's Woman by Doja Cat.
a picture like a diorama. Gotta face a lot of people of the opposite. Cause the world told me we ain't got the common sense. Gotta prove it to myself that I'm on top of shit. And you would never know a God without a goddess. It's honest, speaking honest, kidding. I could be on everything. I mean, I could be the leader of all the states. I could smile and jiggle until his pocket's empty. I could be the CEO, just like a Robert Fenton. And I'ma be there for you, cause you on my team, girl. Don't ever think you ain't had these dream, girl. They wanna pit us against each other when we succeed. And for no reasons, they wanna see us end up like we Regina or Mean Girl. Princess or queen, tomboy or king. You've heard a lot, you've never seen. Mother Earth, Mother Mary, rise to the top. Divine feminine, I'm feminine. Woman, let me be a woman. Woman, woman, woman. I can be a woman. Woman, woman, woman. Let me be a woman. Woman, woman, woman. I can be a woman. Woman, woman, woman.
That was Woman by Doja Cat. I don't know.
Speechless.
No words.
There's no words needed.
No, yeah.
It's lovely.
Okay. Our last song was actually prompted by a discussion we had while we were listening to Love Race. We all remember 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really,
it's the emo phase.
It's the emo phase. I loved 5 Seconds of Summer.
Absolutely.
Their music isn't as, like, their new music isn't as good as, like, their first two albums. But, like, I'm always gonna love this. So we're gonna finish with Good Girls by 5 Seconds of Summer.
She's a good girl, she's daddy's favorite. He said for Harvard, he knows she'll make it. She's good at school, she's never truant. She can speak French, cause every night she studies hard in her room. At least that's what parents assume. But she sneaks out the window to meet with her boyfriend. Here's what she told me the time that I caught him. She said to me, forget what you
Jesus.
I think we closed out with a banger.
Absolutely, we did.
Yeah.
That was the loudest we sang.
Yeah.
The whole time.
I think this has been a great show. I want to thank my guests for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having us, Amaya.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you're not scared to come back after the playlist creating experience. But, I feel like this made up for it.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everyone. This is the end of it.
Have a good night.
Bye. Bye.